It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. Last night, there was some flash flooding in parts of northern Wisconsin that opened up sinkholes and closed roads. Do you live in northern Wisconsin? What flooding have you seen? We would love to hear your calls. 800-642-1234. Right now, we've got Danielle Kading on who has been covering these flash floods. Saw the emails coming in last night, Danny. How are they?
How is northern Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Well, they're struggling right now. We are seeing record flooding on the Nemadji River this morning. It set a new record. Back in 2012 and 2011, we saw the river crest at around 27.4 feet, and now it is 3 feet higher than that this
wow.
morning. Last night I went out to U.S. Highway 2 on the east end of Superior, and I took some photos before the river had started going over the roadway. And this morning, it's just rushing over U.S. Highway 2, and the roads are closed, and they've detoured traffic onto East 2nd Street.
And how extensive, like how many, does this go a mile out? How extensive is this flooding here?
This flooding has affected several northern Wisconsin counties, including Ashland, Bayfield, Douglas, Iron, Sawyer, and Price counties. They're all reporting tons of damage related to this storm. The epicenter of the worst rainfall kind of fell on southern and central Douglas and Bayfield counties, and they saw around a foot of rainfall within a six-hour span on Saturday night, and then rain continued again on Sunday. So they've really been struggling to respond to calls as people have been traveling out there and to find out which roads are washed out. And the damage is just incredible. I mean, there's no doubt that we're seeing damage at least on par with what we saw 6 years ago in the Twin Ports area, or what we saw a couple years ago in 2016 over in the Ashland area.
I'm assuming that people had to be rescued from their homes. How many people have rescue crews saved in these floods?
Well, I don't know about people being rescued from their homes. I mean, they're definitely seeing damage to driveways and basements, and they're asking people to report that damage by calling 211. But we're hearing about at least half a dozen people in Bayfield County had to be rescued yesterday because of the flooding, because of either they were driving through washed out roads or standing water. So it's just, they're not advising travel if people can avoid it right now, because the roads are just undermined because of all this water.
I believe you talked to the sheriff in Bayfield County?
Yes, Bayfield County Sheriff Paul Susenka talked to me yesterday evening about some of the trouble they were having getting to people because of all of the roads that have been washed out. And here's what he had to say.
It's been really difficult. Oftentimes it takes so much longer than normal because we have to take all kinds of alternate routes to get around, and we're finding washout roads as we try to respond to calls because we haven't got reports on obviously every road yet.
So what triggered these floods? We knew that rain was coming, or did we?
We did know that the rain was coming. The National Weather Service was putting out kind of, I don't know if they had put out a flood watch, but, you know, this really started last Thursday where we were starting to see rains move into the area. And on Friday, we were already seeing flooding near the Wisconsin-Michigan border, near Ironwood, where Montreal was seeing some flooding then. And then we had storms on and off throughout the weekend. And so it really just built up over a period of days.
So I want to talk about the kind of the long term. There was flooding in 2012. There was flooding in 2016. Have the municipalities up there started to do anything to deal with this flooding so that the river doesn't crest?
I don't know if there's anything that anyone can do to keep the river from cresting.
Can you build structures so that you know it's a higher barrier
right.
for the water to get over?
You know, the thing that officials keep saying as far as these flood goes, like when we had the 2012 flood, they called that a 500-year flood event, if my memory is not mistaken. And when we had flooding in 2016, when there was when the Bad River flooded over U.S. Highway 2 near Odena, they called that a 1,000-year flood event.
Mm-hmm.
So we are seeing
time is being compressed.
We're seeing more than 100-year flood events in the course of 6 years. We've had three now.
So structurally,
and this area is structurally. If you, when I spoke to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation a couple of years ago about this, they are rebuilding roads and highways back to a 100-year flood standard as far as culverts go and things like that, because there's not enough money, they told me at the time, to withstand floods of, you know, a 500-year flood event or a 1,000-year flood event. You just can't prepare for something like that.
We've been talking about how this, we are talking right now about flooding in northern Wisconsin, which has closed a number of roads. A number of people have had to be rescued from their cars, and it's, some sinkholes have appeared. Talk to me about these sinkholes.
Well, personally, I haven't seen the sinkholes. I've seen lots of photos on Facebook of what we're seeing, you know, south in the southern part of the county, in Douglas County. There is a lot of flooding on the Black River, which cut off roads between, I believe it was County Road B and T near Patterson Park. And they've got people who are landlocked over there. They can't get in or out right now because of roads that have deteriorated. And, when I talked to Douglas County Emergency Management Director Keith Kessler yesterday, he said that the damage that he's seen roads that are crinkled up like a piece of bacon.
Wow.
For many, many feet. And so if you go over to Bayfield County, you know, back in 2016, they had a section of U.S. Highway 63 that washed out near Grandview. And that took almost a month for them to rebuild it and get that stretch of highway back open again. And now we've got another stretch of U.S. Highway 2 that is washed out by North Fish Creek near Ino. And Northwest Region Deputy Director Jessica Felix with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation said that's likely going to need permanent repairs, and that's going to be a long-term project. And here's what she had to say about that.
I know on US 2, we do know we'll have permanent repairs and we'll have a long-term closure there. We're working to expedite that fix as soon as possible, similar to what we did at Grandview back in 2016.
So, Danny, we don't have necessarily the money to prevent these kinds of flood issues from happening, to create roads that will withstand it. How do we have the money to fix them?
That's a good question, Carrie. I don't know that we do. There have been a couple of federal disaster declarations that were made in 2012 and 2016 that brought money to the area, so that these counties and towns could have help in fixing these roads. A lot of them, honestly, have had to bond to do road repairs, whether it's related to the flooding or not. Trying to keep the roads up to par in northern Wisconsin has really been a battle, just in general, for the local authorities. And when you put events like this on top of that, it makes it even more difficult. And I had just spoken with Douglas County's Highway Commissioner, Jason Jackman, a week or two ago, and they were working on some of these roads that I believe now they are washed out. So they were repairing roads that are now being washed out. And I can't imagine what that's like to see all of that work and know that they're going to have to go through that yet again.
You spoke about people who are landlocked. Are officials worried about people's health, people's safety?
Well, they're definitely worried about people's safety. That's why they're advising people not to travel if they don't have to. They're telling people, turn around, don't drown, because some people are not paying attention to the road barricades and going beyond them or driving through standing water. And that's not a good idea, because they say, you know, you're not certain if you've got standing water there that there's a road underneath it. It may have washed away. So there's just going to be a lot of stress on emergency services personnel as they're responding to calls up here, and also on road crews as they're trying to put up alternate routes for people to get around. And it's really going to have an impact on northern Wisconsin's economy. Right. We're heading into the tourist season right now, which is a very big driver of what they see during the summertime here. We're also, I believe, you know, the forest products industry is the number two industry in Wisconsin, very important in northern Wisconsin. Now there are oversized and overweight permits that are being suspended because roads can't handle that kind of weight right now because of how saturated or how damaged they are. So there are going to be limits on what products can be moved around here. And right now, this morning, I saw on the east end of Superior, you know, big semis coming down East 2nd Street because U.S. Highway 2 is flooded over that section. So
okay.
A lot of impacts.
So you're going to continue reporting on this, and we're going to hear updates as conditions change. Where should people go if they want more specific information?
If people want specifics on what roads are closed in their affected counties, I know Douglas County, Bayfield County, and Ashland County have put up road closure information on their websites. If they want to report damage, they can do so by calling 211. And there's also updated road closures on Wisconsin DOT's website at 511wi.gov.
And the message for people who are housebound is stay in your house. Don't get in your car until you get an all clear.
Well, at least until detours can be set up and they know that roads are safe. I mean, if you don't have to go anywhere, don't. But, I mean, you know, I'm sure people are getting up trying to figure out how they're going to go to work this morning or get to their doctor's appointment.
Right.
So
Danielle Kading is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Superior. She talked with us about the latest as flooding washes out roads in northern Wisconsin. Danielle, thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much, Carrie.
Coming up tomorrow at this time, we'll go beyond the ballot with a look at how people feel about health care in Wisconsin. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.